trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The People's Podcast.
And you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
Mic check. The Hub Show. Jay Heisch, I'm all by my lonesome here at the Roller Derby. I'm at the Turner Skate Palace with the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens against the Wilkes Bar Roller Radicals. This would prove to be a real barn burner. Yeah, the Hub Show. All by my lonesome. Just me and the Roller Derbists. Me and the girls. Me and the roller chicks. They're stepping it up, though. They're doing announcing now over the loudspeaker. They didn't do that last season. So I got to compete with them. Yeah. Oh, hey, look who's here. Oh, hey, it's Captain Mango.
How you doing?
Captain Mango's joining the Hub Show at the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens battle.
I love roller derby.
You're from this area. Is it Wilkes Bar or
Wilkes Barre?
Or Wilkes Barre or Barry? Is it Bar?
Wilkes Barre.
Is it Wilkes Barre? Yes. I always say Bar, but what do I know?
Hey,
you know.
Okay, we got the action going on.
Yeah,
here.
We do. Now, Captain Mango, you've been here before.
Yes.
You're a friend of the Roller Vixen.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And now, did you grow up watching roller derby as well?
Yeah, the bank.
The elevated bank. That version, right? Yeah. Yeah,
WWE on skates.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like that. The last battle they had here about 3 weeks ago, there were a lot of injuries, man.
Oh, was it?
A lot of taking the knee. They even made us shush at one time because they could hear us over there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was a good time. Made for a good pod, though. I tell you what,
somebody's already in the penalty box.
Yeah, I know. This game literally just started. They just got done announcing the teams. We already have a roller vixen in the box. Maybe they're just winded and want to take a seat. Who knows?
It could be.
So are you, Mr. Captain Mango, are you aware of the rules of roller derby? This is about our sixth time here.
No.
We're still learning as we go here. We know about jammers
I did
candy passes.
I did last year when I was here, but I've forgotten everything.
You can hear the action. Turn your speed,
watch this. Watch this.
That. Oh, she's breakdancing on these things.
Oh, she flipped.
That's what the helmets are for, right?
That's going to leave a mark.
No kidding. She's smiling, though.
Yeah.
Oh, she took a bow. She's hardcore. Look, she's got a green mouthpiece to match her green helmet. It looks like a watermelon. That's pretty cool. That's part of the fun here at the roller derby. You get to read the names of these girls,
I think that is what they are. I think that is a real watermelon.
I don't know if she hauled it out.
And
she shined
and
it
put
up.
Put a strap on it.
She shined up the.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh no, we got somebody else here.
Hey, look who's here! It's Charming Grissette. She's joining us here on the Hub Show. Let me turn your mic on. That might help. Let me know if you have enough slack there with your headphones. Are you on? Yeah. There you go.
Am I on, guys? I think so.
Hey, you're on. Your mic works. Yeah. She had a bit of echo on there.
Quarterbacking is out of the pack.
And there's 60-40. How are you? We just started, buddy. We'll get you on a little bit later, okay?
Go ahead,
a little later you can talk, yeah. Go work the raffle, buddy. There you go. Charming, how's it going?
It's going. How's it going? How's everybody enjoying this Sunday?
Good.
It's great. Is it raining out there yet?
Not yet.
No. Just threatening to?
Yeah. It looked like it was going to about half an hour ago, and then all of a sudden just went away.
It'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Has it rained yet, though? No, right? It looks like it's going to. Okay.
Yeah,
Charming hasn't seen you since. We haven't really seen Captain Mango since the Comic-Con.
No, he's been kind of...
Captain Mango's been out.
Yeah.
He talks in third person. I love it.
Yeah, he'll be... A week from this Friday, he'll be at EPPW Wrestling down
West Virginia, right?
West Virginia, yeah.
You have a big match coming up there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's
gonna
crazy.
Going to be some exciting stuff happen that night. I can't tell you, but going to be some exciting stuff happening.
We are waiting for Chris. He should be here. But, you know, when you left the Comic-Con that day, your brother came in later in the day. Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Don't even say his name.
Captain D.C.
No, don't.
Mr. Captain
D.C. I got my ears covered.
No, man. Yeah, he roughed us up, man.
He's a real ass.
And then he roughed us up even more for
He's
Hamburg.
A real ass,
yeah, he showed his ass in Hamburg.
Did he?
Chris got hurt, man.
Oh, I saw that
you
on.
You did see that, yeah.
I saw that on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, we're still reeling from that. Charmin got shoved. Yeah, she went flying, man.
Yeah, your brother.
He's pretty strong, dude.
He's not my brother. He tells people he's my brother, but he's not my brother.
Okay. No. Is there any affiliation there? Is there?
No. Okay.
Wow.
No comment.
It's
no comment.
It's the eye. It looks,
no comment.
It looks very similar.
No comment.
The Captain Mango's in the house, folks.
Arr, watching
Mason
this
Dixon,
action here.
Roller Vixens.
Look at this. Oh, there goes another one.
They're
down.
Up 15-0 against the Wilkes-Barre. Roller Radicals.
Charming. I think it had to have been a Pennsylvania
Charming, do you call it Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre? What do you call it? How do you pronounce it?
Wilkes-Barre.
B-A-R-R-E is Burrow? You know, whatever,
Wilkes-Barre.
Right? W-B.
That's what they... Wilkes-Barre.
They call it Wilkes-Barre.
If someone said Barry, some said Bar.
I think it depends on what part of Pennsylvania you live in.
I gotcha.
Wilkes-Barre.
Okay.
Oh,
lots of that on this show.
Is Fighty Aphrodite in it today?
She says she was coming late. I know she's arrived at all, but she's not in it today. She's not skating today. I confirmed that with her.
Okay.
One of these days, we're going to see her skate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Waiting.
I know, right?
You're
inspiration, right?
They can't even keep up with the points. Look at that. Already up 22 to nothing.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, we're crushing it. I understand. Fighty told me that the B team, the Cannon Brawlers, got their asses handed to them yesterday, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They got slaughtered, as she said. So I guess...
look at this.
Maybe the All-Stars are making a...
It's going to go up again.
Yeah, All-Stars are rocking it right now, 22-0. And the penalty box...
Will that number
official
go into, will that number go into triple figures?
Oh, it will. It has. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about thousands? Can it go 1,000? Oh,
no.
It could be.
Yeah, they go to overtime or something, right?
What is that?
That's
22
crazy.
Minutes? Is that 22 minutes left in the whole match or just first
period
half?
One?
Roller Radicals.
Roller Radicals and Wilkes-Barre.
You better be finding out whether you can get that thousand.
That's what
you want to
call
there.
It. So, Charming, what's going on there?
Oh, nothing. Just
how's your week?
Oh my God.
Well, actually, it's been a while since we've been on, about a week and a half now.
I know.
Huh?
I just had a
rough
week. Yeah, man.
Like,
it's tough.
What's anything you want to talk about?
Short-staffed at work and just busy.
At the pawn shop?
Yeah.
You
air
guys
conditioner
are busy?
Not working right. 81 degrees. Doors open. Flies everywhere. Angry customers.
You got flies. What do they get angry about the pawn shop? I can imagine, but when I hear you say
all
it.
All kinds of stuff.
Like what?
Man,
like you're not giving them enough for
their
trade-ins or whatever?
Yeah, not giving them enough money or
you give,
like we didn't tell
she works
them
at a pawn
that
shop.
You give pretty good money for gold.
But yeah, we do typically give the best prices for gold and we have more of a jewelry selection
so
than
what,
the other shop.
I got rings and shit.
Charming, as far
we'll buy them. We're,
as far
know.
As an upset customer, what sticks out in your mind? What happened this week? What did they get upset about? Was it what they were trying to trade in or sell? I want to hear this. This is the adventures of working in a pawn shop.
They get upset because, you know, they're late on their interest payments, and for some reason that's, you know, our problem. We actually try to call people before their stuff forfeits. And they still,
you give them a heads up, right? You give them a warning.
And it's still, like, if their voicemail box is full, it's still our fault at the end of the day somehow. And they're like, well, I don't understand. Why can't you hold it for me? And, like, we're like, we held it for 2 weeks. Like
beyond. You guys do your best to look out for them, right?
We do. And it's just,
I know, I've called her a couple times. I got this fish tank waterbed. Trying to pawn.
Do you call in experts like they do on the pawn
stars?
No.
But we're going to go in there one day and be the experts. So So Charmer can go, great. You know what? I got an expert. We're going to bring one of us in to tell them that Nintendo isn't worth what they think it's worth, you know, or some dumb shit. Yeah.
Well, we use eBay for a lot of stuff. We show people.
You buy autograph stuff?
Sometimes. It depends on what it is.
Autograph Captain Mango pictures? Yeah. How much those go for? We're going to find out.
I'd pick them up right now before they get big.
Okay. You know what? Captain Mango would actually be a pretty cool mascot to have at your store. You know, gold and shit, pirates and treasure. Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
I'm telling you, man. You make a hell of an ad.
I get called a bitch at least once every 2 weeks in that place.
By a customer.
By customers, yeah.
Because some bitch wouldn't take my water bed. It wasn't you, though, because you weren't working there yet. And I said, look, it's from the 80s, man. You know, it's vintage shit. It's classic. The fish are still in it.
No, I think vintage is old. Old is the right word.
It's a fish tank waterbed. The fish are still in it. It's like going on the submarine ride at Disneyland, but different. You know? Oh. Yeah, you sleep with the fishes. Exactly. That's how I got it sold to me. Anyway.
Is it
the little plastic fish in there?
And I think they're plastic.
Oh my God.
Probably but they're still there from like 1981 or something. They're plastic. About 40 years, man.
They're plastic.
This is some starfish in there too.
Starfish.
Oh yeah, it's like Discovery Channel when you lay in your head and, you know, face down on your stomach, look down. It's like all you're missing is a snorkel, you know, a mask.
How often do you lay on your bed face down?
Well, for something like that, hey, why not? You can lose yourself in that.
I sleep on my stomach. So.
Do you, Charming?
Yeah, I do. I don't know about you guys.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
No, I sleep on my side though. But not on my stomach.
I sleep on my side.
Yeah. I think sleeping on your stomach is like the passed out drunk position.
Unless I want to take a nap.
Yeah.
If I take a nap, I lay on my back.
On your back, right?
Because I know I won't go into a full sleep.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
If I want to go into a full sleep, I roll over.
Sleeping on my side keeps me from snoring. That's one thing. You know, so it helps.
But you can't sleep on your left side because it's bad for your heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Like turn to my left?
Laying on your left side is bad for your heart.
I'm always laying on my left side.
Well, your heart's struggling.
I switch it up.
My heart's struggling?
Yeah.
Like, explain, what's happening to my heart? That's like every night. I'm to the left.
Your heart is mostly justified to the left. It's pretty centered.
So what happens if I lay for 7 hours on my left side?
It's just a lot of pressure on your heart.
Oh, from my sternum and everything.
Probably going to die from a heart attack soon. Make sure you leave.
Yeah.
I'm showing all that too.
Yeah.
We'll take over.
Both of us will take over.
Yeah, we'll take over.
We'll let Chris on every once in a while.
Yeah, right.
do we have to?
Yeah, I think it's
so
only
it'll
right.
Be Charming, and Charming and the Captain.
He's taking over.
Captain and Tennille, but different.
All right.
There you go.
Do I have to wear a little
a beanie?
Captain's hat?
Well, no, you're a pirate, dude.
I think we should modify one of the
gay yacht shit.
Yeah, that was gay yacht shit, dude.
Modify one of the Suge Knight beanies into some sort of...
Yeah, she's all...
We'll put a parrot on it.
Captain Mango, you checked out the Hub Show TV show, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you see it on YouTube or you see it on Antietam Broadband?
Antietam.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did we just pop on your TV? How did you find it?
Yeah, I was flipping flipping through channels trying to find TNT, and I saw the Hub Show, and I'm like, oh man,
yeah, that's cool.
It was the one with the inventor guy.
Yeah, Jared was on there. Yeah, that's the newest one we just did. Sure.
Her ass comes running out with
the
fire extinguisher,
and they ran in slow mo.
It didn't even
have a chance.
It was like,
I was really nervous because that's the first time I've ever used a fire extinguisher.
Well, I couldn't believe you all did that in a building.
We checked it out first. We ran it past the GM.
Oh, okay.
We were just going to do it.
Yeah. But I mean, it was...
Tony was like, I can't believe I just let you guys do that.
We just rolled some marshmallows in the studio.
But it was like the flame started and then it was like...
It wasn't even fun to watch.
No. Well, because I had Ken in the corner. He's like, Charmy, you better get ready. Like, get ready. And I was just like,
what's
oh, my God.
What's the worst
going to
happen,
so
though?
You've seen
Jared light that thing up. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Oh, I know.
My banner stands are going to catch on fire.
I was more nervous just about using the fire extinguisher.
But you did a good job.
Thanks.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was comedy.
It was.
If anything.
It was.
Did you sit through that episode?
Huh?
Did you sit through the whole episode?
Yeah. Okay. No, I sat on my roof with some
Captain
my neighbors,
Mango.
And we all watched it.
Yeah. Your neighbors watched it with you?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
They were exhausted.
What's the feedback?
It was great.
Because you're on it. It's one of those things.
I think they just
otherwise, they'd be like, eh.
No, I mean, they were just, like, interested in, like, what the guests had to say, okay. You know?
Did they shit all over Mayor Bob Rucci?
I think any time that Jairus is on anything, everybody's just like, oh, my God, yeah. This is amazing. Like,
yeah.
You saw, like, everybody's, well, you know, you were doing your show, but, like, if you could watch everybody's reaction to what he was saying, like,
oh,
in
really?
The studio
off
at the time,
there?
Like, everybody was just, like,
wow.
Wildly impressed. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it is really
yeah.
Cool.
I can't.
He's an impressive person.
Yeah, they lit the set differently this time, so we really couldn't see anything beyond
yeah.
Those lights. So I couldn't see you. I couldn't see anybody over there. We're like,
yeah, it was yeah. Very different.
It's a different look.
Yeah.
I like the look of the first show, personally.
You need to have an audience.
Yeah, especially
that's
when we have singers.
That's what we were saying, like the singers, yeah.
Well, I tell
but
them to bring people.
Make sure they stay under control, though. You don't want the... Uh-huh. You know, you don't want the audience to take over the show.
Start throwing
yeah,
panties and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that,
yeah,
would
no.
We?
No.
That
was, well, unless I'm on the show, then they can throw.
Well,
then you can just run on.
Well, we're
I
trying.
Just don't, I don't take over size medium, though.
If Captain Mango, for the record, we are trying to get, well, he's not your brother. We are trying to get Captain D and his guy Sabal
oh, good luck
to
on
come
that.
On to the June 17th show and kind of hash out some of the. Just a,
well, you know, I heard Sabal lost that champ, that IOWA
yeah,
championship.
He won it last night to one of DiCaprio's own guys.
Yeah,
so they fought it out.
I think there's
went
something.
Went all the way to Puerto Rico? Or where
San
was it?
Juan, Puerto Rico.
For that fight?
And the Roberto Clemente
yeah.
Coliseum.
That's
yeah.
Pretty cool,
wow.
Man. But there's no footage of it. They lost it or
no
something?
No footage. Yeah, no. Lost
in this day and age?
No footage. No, nobody. Nobody seems to have cell phone.
Infrastructure
or
is still messed up from you know
from
in Puerto
hurricane?
Rico. From the
you sure it wasn't
it
Venezuela they went and fought in?
No,
no. All right. Seriously. So there's that.
What
so,
do we got? You know, planned for the next episode.
Oh, I got some local. I'm trying to get Emily on. Yeah. Emily Keller and Shelley McIntyre, and I got. My guy, Big Jers, is going to sing. He's a really good singer, man.
Oh, you're shooting one cool. Before you're going to have...
We got one the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Oh, okay.
So we're shooting that one. And, you know, shenanigans, right?
I have fun yeah. Having him and Sabal on.
Well, I mean, I figured we have a public platform kind of.
Line,
and
I mean,
things
it's
might,
probably
going to
get violent.
Things should, well, I'm hoping it wouldn't. I mean, we won't be at a wrestling show. We'll be in a TV studio. Maybe they won't be so...
I mean, we were at a Comic-Con, and that guy shoved
that's
me.
That's true.
You know? Like, he's just out of control.
Well, what are you going to do? All right.
Did he knock you completely down, or...
She
I
flew,
mean, I
like,
went flying into
she
the
went
table.
Flying, man.
She went flying.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She said, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty... Yeah, it's pretty strong, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Felt like a rag doll.
She's a professional wrestler. Would it?
Well, yeah. Know, but yeah, I guess.
Damn.
It's all that shell-shucking. Whatever he does.
Shell-shucked.
Yeah.
Steroids.
Steroids?
Steroids.
Think
is?
He's on it? Pirates do steroids?
Pirates, yeah. Yeah. Where do you get those?
Seaside steroids?
Where do pirates get their steroids?
I know, right? The mermaids and shit? I don't know.
Arr. It's actually mermaid juice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mermaid juice.
All right.
Like what?
One for you, Captain Mango.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Okay, yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Don't ask.
It's all right. Mermaid juice.
Mermaid juice.
Know. It's, what's the Omega?
Yeah, this is the Omega.
Yeah.
The fish
yeah.
Oil
yeah. They got their own. It's different.
That's right, it is.
It has
is good
steroid
fish, steroid isn't
effect.
It is
keeps you healthy, man.
Yeah.
I eat fish. All right, anyway.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I think
so
we
about
have
this
a,
bout.
Oh yeah, this.
I think we have
34-8. The All Stars against the Roller Radicals. Our girls, the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens, are up still.
I don't know
they're
what's
crushing
going
them
on
right
here,
now,
though,
man.
There.
They're crushing them. Last time we were here was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the game they had here was pretty out of hand, man. There were some injuries, some people crying.
They got almost as many refs. As
it was
what
a controversial ending.
To be fair, there's a lot going on. You know, there's
we're
a
just
lot
not paying attention. We're
going
talking about
in a tight
eating
space.
Fish and you know wrestling instead of roller yeah. Derby, water beds and shit. So anyway, all right.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool
there
to hang
go.
Out with you in the pawn shop. Maybe if people didn't know you were there, you kind of keep an eye on what goes on, like on a day-to-day basis with you.
Yeah.
Just it's, see what you go through.
It is.
You
wouldn't
know.
Believe
and
it.
We could be like to catch a predator. We'll be outside waiting for them after they call you bitch and whatever they do. And we'll come at them at
would
the parking lot.
Her?
Hey, did you just call her? You know?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
And we'll go all hashtag Mewtwo over them. It would be really fucking weird, you know what I mean?
That'd be pretty great. Cause
actually, you get these roller derby chicks out in the parking lot waiting
oh, yeah,
with us,
just
right?
Waiting.
And after the guy comes out, you give us a sign he just called you a bitch or gave you a really hard time. When they come
oh, yeah.
out, we go all Chris Hansen on them, you know, and to catch an asshole. outside the pawn shop.
So just awesome. Have them.
That's the perfect show for Hagerstown. No offense.
Speaking
to catch an asshole.
To catch a predator, my coworker and
to
I
catch a dickhead.
Were talking the other day about what would it be like to have To Catch a Predator, the board game.
Hey, that would be cool.
How out of control would that
be? Or like the Wii game or something, virtual reality.
Some
VR game. You catch a predator, you get to choose who you are.
Yeah. Which
either
side
Chris
are you going to be?
Chris Hansen or the guy that goes in the house?
The predator.
Comes over with a box of chocolates in your hand.
Or are you going to be like the bait?
She said she was 17.
Yeah. Well, I'm just helping her with her homework.
I didn't know she was 13.
Draw a card.
She kept
it's just
calling
filled
me
with
daddy.
Various excuses. The deck is just...
I tell
well,
you, man.
She needs some help. So ridiculous.
That's it, though. That's a perfect plan. That could actually be a segment on the Hub Show TV show. And now we'll go to Catch an Asshole. It'll be
so
a plug
great.
For your store, you know?
We had to kick somebody out yesterday.
That's what I want to be there for.
I mean, I've kicked a lot of people out of there. But
wait, what do you kick them out for? You
well,
kick them out.
Like,
you
one,
tell them get the hell out?
Yes.
Like, over what happened? What happened?
Well, this person in particular, like, somebody brought in a watch and we weren't going to give them what they
Shit
wanted for it.
It.
And so this person heard this, and so they bought it from them.
Right.
Right in line in the store. And now a lot of people probably don't realize this, but that's highly illegal. Like, you're not allowed to do that in a pawn shop. Like, you're not allowed to buy something from somebody else because neither of you have business licenses and you're operating like, on
Wait,
a premises.
Wait, say that again. You're not allowed to do what?
You're not allowed to buy something from, like somebody who's not a pawnbroker is not allowed to buy something from another person. While in a pawn shop.
Oh, inside the store.
Yeah, it's
inside.
Illegal to do
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Ah.
And so that's what this
I
person
talking
did.
To you. Pawn shops, you just think you go in there and trace everything, but
there's a lot
and regulations
to it, yeah.
And legalities to it. Just so you know, Captain Mango, she works for a famous pawnbroker, which is owned by who?
It's owned by First Cash.
First Cash is like the nation's biggest pawn.
It's the largest
so pawn
shop.
No, there's a big chain.
It's actually the largest pawn shop chain in the world.
So there you go. She works for them. So it's not like some rinky dink
I'm gonna
store
bring
behind
my
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
the bloom
is
treasure chest.
Your doubloons. Yeah, they'd be the hauling a treasure chest in there. Yeah. That would be so great.
So what'd you kick him out for? He did that. What happened?
He did that. And that's number one, like enough to kick somebody out. But he had the nerve to come to us and ask us if he made the right decision and if he could make a profit off of this watch. And we were just like, are you kidding me?
Bought
like,
inside the
like,
store.
Did you make the right decision? I'm like, no, you did not. You just did something illegal. Like, what are you talking about? That is unacceptable.
Right. Wow.
And
so
he's like, I don't see what the problem is. Like,
he doesn't want to
so
go by the rules.
So you want our appraisal after we just...
Told you what you did is illegal.
Yeah.
So
just really,
how'd it end, though? You kick him out? What do you
no,
say
actually,
to him?
Because he tried going to my boss to ask her but after
you,
I told
right?
him.
Yeah.
You know, and then she was like, no, she's telling you the truth. Like, she knows what she's talking about. And then he's like, well, I mean, I just want to know, like, what's this worth? And she's like, okay, we're done. Like, get out. Like, just get out.
Did he leave, like,
easily?
Then how many guys or people, not guys, anybody, have given you a hard time about leaving? How is that? You guys don't have bouncers at a pawn shop.
Yeah, it is tough sometimes. Like, some people, you know, come
they
in
get,
there and they're high
does
or whatever.
Get, does anyone
and,
get
like,
physical?
I mean, like, I've seen people slam stuff
Charming,
around.
When you're in
like,
there working, who's with you? Your boss is a female?
I have two assistant managers and a manager. One of the assistant managers
is
a female.
A dude? Okay.
And one of them is a male.
Okay.
And then the store manager is a male.
Can they handle shit if shit goes down, these two dudes?
Yeah, I mean, we don't get too many
I'm not
many
trying to be
issues.
All Superman. Men have to be there. But, I mean, you know, it does. When a guy walks into a pawn shop, he's more apt to mess with a with the females working than
I mean,
they would
the
a
truth.
Guy. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's the truth. Yeah. Like, we get a lot less respect than the men do.
Sorry about the equality of all this, but that's just how it goes.
That,
you know what I mean? You're an easier target, obviously.
No, it that's the truth. And they don't expect me to be stern with them. They think that they can mow me over,
clubs
and I'm like...
You know, nightclubs and bars, you need bouncers, but a place like this with this transaction, the people are trying to pawn their viewmaster, you know.
Viewmaster.
I mean, what do you mean $10?
So how much do you think I could actually get bringing an autograph? Not personal. It's not personalized. Just autograph Captain Mango picture. 8x10.
I mean, that's priceless. I feel like we wouldn't
good.
Be able to, even estimate something.
Listen,
like that,
just for you to have his picture autographed up on your store
that
wall.
That would be amazing.
Is the shit.
That would be pretty great.
That would give him so much more clout.
What you need, my picture is that famous take my picture stuff. And put a little price tag on it. $20,000.
Yeah, just for shits and giggles. Would you do it? Would your manager play along?
If I'm allowed to do that, I'm all for that.
You move the decimal a little bit, just for shits and giggles.
That'd be funny. $20,000 for an autographed.
Hey, it can turn to like a little bit of a Hard Rock Cafe. Like if I give you like the original Hub Show, like Table Runner, you know what I mean, that we used like a year ago, and start putting that stuff up there behind glass.
Local
that'd be the
memorabilia.
Shit. That's what I'm talking about. You guys would be the only ones around here that have that. Like, you know, you go to the in Hagerstown, you go to the visitor center right there downtown. All that guy is some Hagerstown Suns crap that no one cares about.
Yeah.
But then nothing Hub Show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you take... Because
I'm going to check that out.
Back when I was married and I had a big house,
mm-hmm.
I collected everything.
It's a requirement.
Yeah. So what you got?
Uh-oh. Expensive.
He has to use his hands to describe
that,
it.
They,
he's really French.
I mean, what kind of figurines are we talking here?
Well,
like Hummel or
no,
like
those
Russian dolls that you open up?
No, it's like sports
figures.
They
get smaller?
Oh. Sports figures?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
like bobbleheads?
No.
Okay.
Actual sculpted.
Oh.
Interesting. How old are they?
How old are you? How long did you have? Let's put
probably
it that
20
way.
20 years.
Interesting.
About 20 years old?
Yeah.
Well, you bought them 20 years ago, and they're probably older than that.
No, I bought them. I bought them new. From,
I got you.
What's the?
Are they still in the pack?
Like Tops?
No, it seems like they came from what's oh man, it's not Lennox. It's maybe it's not a name that's known. Maybe I just
made
the name from. I'll look.
I know
on
Tops.
I'll look
on
it.
Okay.
But are they still in the package?
No.
I'm doing Charmin's job here.
No.
They, no? Then don't bother bringing them in, sir.
How about limited edition art?
I mean, are these
Prince
famous artists? Are these like what kind
of? Yeah, these are.
It's a mango.
Type of Picasso. Here?
It's a mango.
No.
An original
circa
mango.
Circa 1980.
I have an original
finger
mango
paint
here.
This is called the drunken.
Clay Prince.
This is called the walk the plank.
They're internationally known artists.
These kids
but
over here
Prince.
Are having an elbow battle. I've never seen that before.
That's because this game is not as lively as they've been in the past. It's now 47-20. We're crushing still.
Well, they're still... Every time I look out, they're standing around.
Yeah, come on, roller vixens.
I don't understand what...
Roller derbists.
Roller derbists.
You're not making Charmin want to join you at this point. You want some action.
Keep it mild.
You can skate.
Captain Mango.
You can skate.
You can ask Charmin. Last time we were here at this penalty box, there was always people in it.
You know what we ought to
One
do?
One thing I do need to work on is my stops. I'm not very
you
good
do
at
want to be able to
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, but you can use other people here.
I'm a better rollerblader than I am a quad skater. So
you know,
I'm
we ought
to
have
quad
some
skating.
Night, we ought to just have a race between her and I.
Oh,
Captain
my
Mango.
God.
Can you roller skate?
So like Captain Mango skate?
Like five laps.
Oh, my God.
Why don't
God.
We do it for charity and raise some money for it?
Yeah,
know?
Could do that.
That would be amazing.
I haven't been on roller skates for...
He's going to take me out.
I have a controversial conversation to have about charity since we're here. And we're from this area.
Okay.
And, I know it comes off kind of asshole-ish, but last week here in Washington County on May 7th, the Herald Mail took a picture of all... Now, listen to me.
Oh.
Hear me out. It was Washington County Gives Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day to give to all these charities.
Mm-hmm.
Washington County is not that big, nor is Hagerstown. Not here to shit on anybody, but there were literally 96. That's almost 100 different charities under one roof at the Herald Mail.
Wow.
And so I talked to somebody. I won't say their names. Talked to somebody about that, and they said if you really look it up, there are over 400 registered nonprofits in Washington County alone.
Jesus.
But 100 is alone is a lot of nonprofits.
Right.
And a lot of them are chasing the same dollar. They're all about children in need. That's one of them.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you're doing, your heart's in the right place. But it feels like if you got even five different charities going after the same thing, you're not going to get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right.
This isn't New York. This isn't even Baltimore. This isn't even...
Why are
party.
There still kids
this
with
is,
problems? I mean, you'd think there'd probably be something.
There were 96 nonprofits represented in that picture in that room last week on the 7th. And
man.
I'm, again, not here to shit on it, but come on, people. Pull your shit together. There shouldn't be any more than 40 in that room. whether it's the Humane Society, which serves a purpose, yeah. and there's all these other animal-related nonprofits around here for Otis' sake and all that. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, but it's just too many of you guys trying to save cats. You know, too many of you trying to, right? You know, it's like, how would I know who's really going to spend my dollar wisely? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I already gave to some. I have my own charities in this area I give to. I didn't need to be May 7th to give. I already gave to them here and there. Plus, I donate a lot of stuff and time. But I don't know. It's a lot for one, for little
that
Washington
is.
County,
and,
man.
You know, as we learned from, look about that. You know, the foundation that Josh Swisher worked for.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about it on his show once. About, you know, like, he's, like, just exposing, like, you know, the chair on there was just corrupt. And
right.
They were just,
you know,
like, the one woman just, like, laundered a bunch of money and spent it on her own personal.
So, 96 different charities. You can't tell me.
Yeah.
Somebody in there is corrupt.
You know, I'm not saying that that people aren't doing the right thing.
No, the heart's in the right place.
But
how many people are starting a nonprofit just to get the tax benefits of it? It's a lot of it's PR. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I looked that up.
I've run a nonprofit business for,
as in it doesn't make a profit.
Yeah, long time.
How's business there, Captain Mango?
My life is a nonprofit.
Is your ship still floating, Captain Mango?
Yeah, the Blue Pearl's going fine.
Blue Pearl's going fine. All right. You have a nonprofit life there, Charming. Your way up the pawn shop ladder there. You know, someday you'll be on. I don't know.
Do a TV show.
Assistant manager.
Think about that. That'd be a great TV show.
You'd be on fries.
I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to make that a TV show because it's already a circus enough.
Yeah, but just,
like, there's really.
That's why it has to be a TV show.
What a great idea for a TV show. It takes place in a pawn shop.
We got one.
And you got people that bring stuff in.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Then they call experts
in. What a fresh idea.
Right?
Whoa.
And there's an old man in the back, right?
Yeah,
there's an old man in the back and who hasn't died yet.
And eventually he passes away.
And have a doofus brother, son.
Yeah.
Can I see how this. Torch works
right there in the store. Jarvis, turn it off. Yeah, you have a ball with that.
Sounds great.
You don't think your manager will let us do a hub show in the store?
No,
it's not happening.
I don't think that would.
It's too much money going. Too much transactions going on for us to be in there with.
Yeah.
But we can hang outside, right?
Yeah.
So to catch an asshole is a good thing. All right, we're good.
So now if I bring something in and you decide to take it. You give me a check, or you give me cash?
Cash.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Cash, baby.
Okay, say I bring something in, and you say it's worth
$50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. You give me the $50, and then you hold it for so long?
Yeah, everything has to be held in the bag for at least 20 days.
So within 20 days, I can come back and probably buy it back for like $100.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Because we still have to, people have to understand
we
still have to make a profit.
Yeah.
Like, if we're just buying stuff for...
It's probably not 100% profit.
No, it's not. It's not at all, actually.
That's the mistake people make with pawn shops. They think you're going to go in there, like a thrift store, trade it and get the money right away. Is that how much?
What
how many
is
times
it?
Does that come? How many people come in
there
with stuff?
Right away?
And
no,
they,
you get the money right there.
Oh.
It's just no.
Oh, but they got to pay it back.
There's a difference between pawning and selling.
Okay.
There's no trading.
Okay.
So you're either pawning, which is getting a loan. We do 30-day loans. Every pawn shop is different, though.
Okay.
Everyone has different interest rates and different loan times and whatnot.
Your store is 20 days.
It's No. It's 30-day loans.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you can also just sell us something.
Ah,
but,
okay.
So Washington County has a law that all precious metals have to be held for at least 18 full days. But the day you drop it off and the day you pick it up doesn't count as a full day. So it ends up being 20. But this is all because, like, most jewelry, unless it, like, has some crazy diamond, like, most jewelry doesn't have a serial
number.
Blood
diamond shit going on, right.
So everything we take in, we have to write a description for. We have to weigh it. We have to, measure everything.
Sure.
And it has to go through the police database. And that's, like, enough time, usually. It
takes you that long anyway, right?
To ping the system. But, so that's the soonest that somebody could pick up their jewelry if they got a loan.
Hey, more cowbell.
Give me for that.
That's priceless as well. I can't put a value on that.
That's going in the glass case with the Hub Show table runner. That's the Mason Dixon Roller Vixen's cowbell.
It's pretty good.
It is pretty cool. Anyway, listen, I think we're going to take a break. My ears are hot.
All right.
Yeah, and Crystal isn't here yet.
Yeah.
Maybe he's at the dentist.
He heard I was going to show up, and he didn't want competition.
He's afraid your brother's going to be here.
There are foldable chairs here. So.
Yeah, Chris, if you're out there, it's just Mango. Decapitation's not here. No worries.
Don't be scared.
You're all good. Don't be screwed.
Yeah, I'll pick up a folding chair.
All right.
That's right. Right beside the penalty box.
These chairs do fold. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Once again, the action will be over here. 71-42, the All-Stars are up against Roller Radicals from Wilkes-Barre. Yeah, our girls are up. Mason Dixon, All-Stars. We'll be back.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
I was down in D.C. earlier this week, and they have they had like 10 kids, and all of them were like, they had them all roped
together.
Yeah, they had like a leash that held 10
That's
kids.
That's amazing.
And see what
just dragging them down the street.
What, do they all have septum piercings?
No. Not by their noses.
Septum piercings.
It wasn't that cruel.
See, Captain Decapitate.
They had chokers.
No. Captain Mango doesn't have it.
Oh.
See, that's the difference. That's how you can tell.
Oh, I got
tell
you.
Us apart. Oh.
Totally yeah. oh. different person. It's like
septum
Superman.
Piercings.
He may disappear gone. Without even looking.
That's that silver wow. booger
okay,
looking
person. Nobody ever watch a 49-minute thing on Facebook. Yeah.
Hey, Hub Show.
He's doing the best he can.
Hub Show, we're back for a minute. Chris Canfield's in the house finally.
Yeah, I got back. I'm here.
You got back. You just missed the whole the whole plan for the pawn shop.
Yeah, times, I missed
man.
All
the
that.
Catch an asshole. We're going to make it happen.
Baby just got back.
She
told me
baby.
She thought an autographed picture
of Captain Mango.
Not personalized. It's probably in the value of like $20,000.
Wow.
20K.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? I mean, that's what the store's going to sell.
Hey, how you doing?
Is that what the store's going to sell for, or is that
that's what
you're going to give him for it?
That's what we're going to sell it for.
Okay, right. So you're
probably give me like they'll probably give me like $149,
maybe.
Nah. And then sell it for $20,000.
We are out to do what's best for everyone involved, sir.
Right.
Okay. Oh,
so you're out to do what's good for business.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
You know.
So you'll give me $149 and sell it for $20,000.
Mm. That's. Jay just looking off in the distance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm working.
Normally it's charming looking off into the distance.
So I was halftime?
Can't help it.
It's halftime right now, dude. You okay?
You all right?
No.
Seem exhausted.
They charge people.
Hey, more. Listen, this is usually a pretty lively
support
game, man.
Support your local roller
derby. This is usually more lively than this.
I know. I paid you.
I mean, it's nothing but it's grandmothers and baby buggies out there today.
Are they a nonprofit?
Huh?
The Mason Dixon Roller Vixens?
I don't know. I have no clue. I've never even thought about it.
Well, we were just talking about that.
I mean, if they were a nonprofit, then where would the money go?
All right. I don't know.
I mean, it has to go into the
uniforms
league.
Uniforms.
Right.
And
yeah. So is that considered nonprofit?
They'll tell you they're broke. I mean,
you gotta pay to. I mean, I assume do they get on a bus?
They got to rent buses and all that stuff to travel together, vans or whatever.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
They take the roller skates and just get rolling.
They just roll on down
the 70s, the 270.
What was that called when in Back to the Future? What Marty did to get to school? Remember,
he's a skateboard.
Is it called stitching? What? Where you grab a hold of the back
that's
of the bumper of the car.
Skitching.
Oh, yeah.
Skitching.
Skitching.
That's how they get from here
there
to North Carolina.
There was actually
they skitch.
Sega. Game called Skitchin.
Did you play it?
Oh, yeah.
You were a rollerblader, and you could time warp by jumping into billboards. It was really cool.
Charming. You
wow.
How far back did you used to
that's
like?
That's crazy.
You did rollerblading. Did you skateboard and all that stuff too?
I never really got into the skateboarding.
You dabbled
I don't know.
A little
just
bit?
Used to rollerblade.
Yeah. I did skitch once on a bicycle.
You were a hardcore rollerblader, or what's the deal?
I mean, I wasn't that hardcore.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
were you hardcore?
Eat, sleep, and breathe that stuff,
or just hardcore?
It was
What's going on?
Time.
Who we got over here?
Come over here and have a seat. You're gonna grab a mic.
Have a seat.
Yeah, your announcing duty is not done yet, pal. Put the headphones on and join us.
He's the announcer?
He's the announcer over there along with Wheels with Paisano.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Justin.
Justin.
Or Mr. Pele.
Mr. Pele is in the soccer player?
No, Mr. Pele is in the male counterpart to Pele Melee.
Oh, I get it.
I gotcha.
Are you Melee or Pele, though?
We don't necessarily need to get into that.
Yeah, you don't want to wake up.
She doesn't listen to us, dude.
You wake up in the middle of the night, and she's meleeing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I had one of those girlfriends one time.
What?
Yeah. Like, you go. I got her, like, a knife set for Christmas.
That's a bad idea, dude.
She's not meleeing with the knife,
It was a bad idea because she would get drunk, and I would go to sleep, and I would have to fear for my life sometimes.
But you bought the gift, dude.
I mean, like, I'm going to wake up, and she's going to be standing
over top of me.
At least she's using the gift bought her.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you should
feel like she's appreciating it.
You're over there announcing over the loudspeaker with Wheels.
With Wheels,
she's a good friend of ours. Paisano, we call her. Yeah.
She's got a little squeaky voice for the microphone.
Yeah. We're working on it. We'll see what we can do.
You're going to have to, like...
Okay. She's good. She's doing good.
She's doing the best.
That's right.
This is actually the first time either one of us has been on the mic.
Yeah, we were here last time. I think McEvil is on there.
Yeah.
Get her one of those voice modulator things that you just stick to your neck.
You know, if I could get a Darth Vader voice out of her.
Surprisingly.
So what's your role here with the Mason-Dixon Vixens? Is Pele Melee the other half of you? Is she a skater?
She's a skater. She's on the other, team.
Cannon Brawlers?
Yeah, absolutely.
We know now. We used to get confused. Now we know. There's two teams, the Mason-Dixon role of Vixens.
Yep.
Tonight we're watching the All-Stars. The flip side is the Cannon Brawlers.
Yeah, the Cannon Brawlers.
So she played last night, right?
Yeah, the Cannon Brawlers were actually, yesterday they played out in Waldorf.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't do too well, from what I understand.
It was a tough bout. You know, gave it her all, but...
That's right.
You know, sometimes you come up against some walls that you can't knock over.
I got you. They'll bounce back, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
some trucker chick walls.
Not doing too bad right now. We're seeing a couple of them from North Carolina last time. All-Stars are at halftime. It's 90-52. They're up, you know.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be an easy game for them. Huh?
Justin, do you pronounce it Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre, Wilkes-Barre? What do you call it?
That's actually a conversation that we were trying to figure out
at
the beginning of it. Apparently, the team there for the Rascals... Radicals. Sorry, not the Rascals.
Oh, they're from Scranton?
The Wilkes-Barre Scranton.
You say Barry.
They say Barry, so that's what I'm going with.
I got you. Chris, what do you call it?
I thought it was Barre.
I've always called it Wilkes-Barre.
I thought it ended with B-A-R.
There's
the Wilkes-Barre. Some people Wilkes-Barre. Call it Wilkes-Barre.
I guess, man.
And it depends on what part of Pennsylvania you live in.
How's it spelled?
What part do you live in, Jeremy?
I'm pretty sure it's A-R-R-E.
I don't live there anymore.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. I say Barre. Damn it, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Google it, guys.
I got you, man. You're just doing your job.
Exactly.
We need to ask Captain Mango how to pronounce it.
Where's the speak and spell? Where is the speak and spell?
For Wilkes-Barre next time. We'll look it up. Yeah. Justin, we just kind of grabbed you and made you sit down and talk.
Were you
on your way to the snack bar or something?
I actually have food that's probably going to be brought over to me. I was just trying to find out where I can actually find your podcast.
Everywhere
you get podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, we're everywhere, man. The Hub Show.
I need to know so I can throw it over my own speakers.
Please, by all means. Absolutely. We are everywhere. It's right there on the front, too. We let people know. And, so...
Absolutely. Well, it's good talking to you guys. And if you need anything else from me, let me know.
All right.
You same here, Justin. We're here for
you.
We're here for the team.
If I had it, I would let you hold on to it for me. I can tell you that. Volunteer gig here and everything.
Take your card, man. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
Yeah, you like that
Jennifer's
one?
Body, man.
I thought that was you for a second. So.
No. All right. I know, right? Cool. She tried that one. She set her mouth on fire. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. Well, you have a good one.
Hey, you too, man. Take care. Thanks, Justin.
Fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Now you have to have a lot of sugar in your mouth or a very high octane for your mouth to catch on fire.
So, Charmin, get on it.
What would you have? A mouthful of sugar? Or would you have a mouthful of...
What's up, sugar lips?
Full of alcohol.
Like
grain alcohol.
Yeah.
What are we talking here? Like Everclear?
Like if you opened up your mouth and you were to put a lighter to your lips and then blow and it caught on fire.
What's coming out of your mouth?
What's coming out of your mouth?
Aquanet?
Sugar?
Or Hennessy?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm going with the alcohol. Isn't it all just the same?
It could be blowing
sugar,
hairspray.
Alcohol.
Oh.
I guess so.
There's Philadelphia.
There's Philadelphia.
215.
There she is.
Her name's Philadelphia. She's got the word love written on her shoulder. I love the
representation.
The juxtaposition of life.
Yeah. Hey, where is that sign in Philadelphia? That big love sign?
It's in Love Park, actually.
It's outside the train station out there, man. Yeah.
I've never seen that one. I've been to Philly a bunch of times. I've never seen your love sign.
You never felt any love up there, have you?
No.
Just a bunch of pissed off traffic love. Drivers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen the Bean in Chicago.
Yes.
I've been to the Bean twice.
You saw the Bean in Chicago? Bean.
Cloud Gate.
Boston's about beans. What are you seeing beans in Chicago for?
You
never seen the big
about?
Mirror bean?
Maybe.
Millennium Park.
Oh, yeah,
in Chicago,
okay.
The giant, like, mirror bean.
Here's my thing. I've traveled
a lot of places
and a lot of around the world and in the country. I can honestly say I've been to Chicago probably 11 times, but only on stopovers. I've never been outside the airport.
Yeah.
So does that count? If you never step your foot outside the airport, then I don't think you've really been in Chicago.
Yeah.
I need to do that once. Just go outside.
Yeah, when I travel for work, I like to plan like an extra day somewhere.
Well, yeah, because you drive there and whatnot.
So I can see the city.
Well, there's a lot of podcasts, or there's starting to be a lot of podcast conventions. And I really think we need to start showing up at some of these things. There's actually one in Philly every year. I think we should be there.
That would be cool.
Show up. Hey, Captain Mango's back.
And then we could go see the love
snacks. Thanks so much.
Take your picture next to the love sign.
Oh, there's meat on it.
Well, we set our mouths on fire.
We could set up a hub sign.
Yeah.
We need
Are we on
sign.
Now?
We're just on. It's all good.
We're just
enjoying
it. I could probably make us a big HUB out of wood, and then we could set it up like the love
and
sign.
And then we can go put it in the pawn shop when we're done.
There you go.
We're going to brand your store there, Charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when are we going up to Hamburger again next time?
Captain Mango is going to let us know. He's going to find out through his brother or not. He's going to let him know. He'll find out when they're going to be in Hamburg again. Outbreak. Because Chris is, he saw what happened to you, Chris.
Yeah, and I heard Sabal lost the title finally.
Well,
so
you're going to, oh, this is the new thing?
Iowa belt,
are you going to write him a poem, Chris?
Yeah, poor thing. Oh, I feel so sorry.
That's it.
Send my regards.
It's a haiku.
After choking me out.
Send my regards to San Juan.
Yeah, right.
To San Juan with love. Yeah.
Yeah. I fought on an island where nobody was able to see the fight.
I think halftime is over. The girls are taking the.
I hear there was 5,000 people in attendance
in San Juan.
Really?
It was in the Roberto Clemente.
It was about 500 in Hamburg. That's pretty damn good, man. So ball lost in front of 5,000 people.
Wow, he's
Roberto Clemente.
But, hey, I mean, we got to find out why.
Coliseum, yes.
Got to find out
Check
how.
It out. Look it up in your fucking white.
See, decapitate on June 17th. We got to find out how. This
Roberto
came. How did this come down? How did Dirty
Clemente.
Dan agree to fight him, and vice versa? They're supposed to be on the same team. The captain needs to get his shit together. Here
yeah,
we go again,
right?
Yeah.
Why does it get heated every time we bring his name up?
I know.
Now, see if they're all. From what I understand, if they're all members of the Crew of Blood,
they shouldn't be fighting each
then
other.
The belt stays
within the family.
Stays in the family.
Oh, yeah. Someone can get hurt, dude.
Well, I mean, the only reason that it's going to stay in the family is because they're the only wrestlers that have a boat.
In Iowa.
Sounds like a personal problem to me.
The pirate from Des Moines. Arr.
Hey.
Here we go again, Chris.
IOWA.
I know. Interoceanic Wrestling Association.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. How's your neck there, Chris? Are you still feeling it?
It is.
That stadium.
I've been having like little spasms and stuff.
Post-traumatic stress?
Yeah.
12,500 people.
Every time you see a guy with a white mask, I tell you.
I don't want to make it capacity. So I just
how much does how many seats? Ooh. How many seats is in the Pablo Escobar Coliseum?
I know, right? Ice is on the court here. Is it a court? Ice is on the track.
This is
We just had some action in front of us the first time here, like right in front of the table here.
That's the Coliseum. We need to fight him in the Pablo Escobar Coliseum.
It's got some good reviews here, guys.
Okay, cool.
It's an older building.
Yeah.
By older, you mean
dilapidated?
19, it was built in 2000.
So it's made of wood and sticks.
You know,
a hurricane blows it over.
Charming,
and they just,
I must
prop
say,
it back up.
You got into my psyche there, Charming, because I use that word dilapidated. On the show this week with Mayor Bob Brugia,
I caught myself watching how I
said it. I'm like sounding it out, dilapidated.
Well, actually, both of them sounded the same. I was on the pod.
How did you say it before?
It sounded that
dilapidated came out like that, and Charming bought me a speaking spell. Shove that in my face. although it won't rebat the word cunt. I don't know why,
help
but
you.
For some reason, yes. Texas Instruments wasn't down with that back in 1981,
Jesus.
I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't.
What's the name? Short for Richard. Dick. It won't even say that.
It wouldn't.
Whatever. No fun.
It's smart.
It's smart, yeah.
Eliminated all.
Clean speaking spell.
Did it say damn? Did anybody try that one?
As I don't know. I damn don't. With the water and all that stuff. Sure.
I mean, every time I picked it up to play with it, you guys took it away from me. You said, no, you're not allowed to play with this.
I think you, you have plenty
share.
Of
started,
time
Chris,
with the speaking spell.
Man.
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't share. I wanted to play with it.
You took away my speaking spell.
Took away my speaking
now
spell.
I can't spell.
Yeah.
Need it.
K-R-I-C. Chris.
I went to the Macy's the other day, and I said, look, they spelled YMCA wrong.
Oh, my God.
There's a star in her logo now. That's kind of cool.
There's a star in the YMCA.
Oh, shooting for the stars.
Yeah. Where's all the Jimmy quits?
He's outside the door doing the dance. YMCA. He gets arrested.
Wait, no. I just want to ask, what Macy's did you go to? Because Lord knows Valley Mall doesn't have one anymore.
Oh, man. I know. I don't know. They're all over the place.
I got no complaints. One of my customers. Shout out to you, Macy's.
Is it? Macy's
yeah,
one of customers?
I deliver. I do their backdrops. And
nice.
That's
awesome.
Backdrop.
I used to do maintenance work in the Macy's on 42nd Street.
In New York, yeah?
In New York, yeah. I used to have to go up twice a month.
What's the last time?
I would drive up once every 2 weeks on a Saturday and just walk through the store and fix stuff that I found that was broken.
That's cool.
Nice.
And you gave your bill and they paid you. And
Yeah. Just go there for like 8 hours a night and just stroll through the store. And if I found a broken piece of glass, I'd make a note of it and get it cut.
He knocks it over.
Replace it in 2 weeks. Or,
yeah.
Write this down.
Dude, it's too good of a job.
It's kind of cool being
putting myself out of a job.
It's kind of cool being the only one in the store. You know, you're in New York City and the city's like hustling and bustling. And I'm in the store alone by myself.
That sounds pretty cool.
At nighttime?
Yeah.
Really? Is it haunted?
No, but the mannequins come to life and dance.
You had a good time.
I saw a movie like that once.
Had a good time.
That'd be a good movie. Night at Macy's.
Night at Macy's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the lingerie department.
come alive.
Yeah, I found Danny DeVito like hiding in a closet.
Yeah.
He was getting ready to rob the joint.
Danny DeVito or what's his face?
I don't know.
Charmer's going to get you. She's on the pop culture thing now.
Right? She's going for Home Alone.
Speaking
I know
spell,
that's
next
no,
week she's going to buy you. She's going to buy you a Trio Pursuit game next
what's
time.
What's his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton, yeah.
I thought you were going for Home Alone.
Huh.
No. What, the Wet Bandits?
The Wet Bandits. They got in the toy store. Do you like Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2 better?
1.
I think 2 was better.
You think it's better than 1?
Yeah.
Guys, apparently they made 4 of those.
In New York.
Yeah. I mean, I with other people.
Well, there was a house party for it as well, but 1 will always be the best. I mean,
that's true.
You know, you don't beat the original Rocky. You can't beat the original Star Wars.
I actually think that all of the Rocky sequels are pretty solid.
I think they're
solid. I'm a Rocky fan, but I'm saying you can't compare anything to the originals.
I was in Creed 2.
You were in it?
Yeah.
Where were you? Like, where in the movie were you?
I was in the...
In the audience?
Yeah. The first fight in the movie, I think.
Oh, yeah,
when
he won the belt?
The Barclays Center.
Yeah, where he got the belt?
No,
you in there?
No, when he got knocked...
Oh, the first time he fought the Russian.
Yeah, when he got the shit beat out of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were in the crowd?
I was in the crowd,
That's cool, man. As an extra, obviously.
Yeah.
You weren't dressed as Captain Mangle, were you? I would have caught that.
No.
Hey, there's a fucking pirate in the movie.
I was there. I was there on my acting side.
Sorry, that side.
Philadelphia is fired up, boy. They just put her in the penalty box, and I think she yelled something as she was coming in, and they doubled her down.
She's from Philly, man.
They
speaking
doubled
of Rocky.
Her down.
That's right.
While you're talking about Philadelphia, did you see this girl?
Yeah, Philadelphia. That's our girl right there, man. She got 215 and 187 written on her goddamn wristband. Her area code and her police code. I like that.
Murder.
But she's wearing the panty on her head. She's the jammer. She's in the box.
She's a jammer, yeah.
She's got that
Evel
Knievel
with a watermelon on her head.
Yeah, she's over there. And she fell, and all this juice came pouring out.
Oh, my God.
You don't want the jammer being in the box. That's why she's hot. The jammer's in the box. They cannot score.
She's huffing and puffing still.
They can't score, but they're still up.
And you know she can hear us, too.
Yeah.
Because last time they took a knee for an injury way over there, and they told us to shush.
Right, right.
I don't know. She's got some kind of ear guard situation going
on. She knows what's up.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, see the girl with the watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The bright green one?
Captain Mango's fascinated with that.
That's just her personal
That's
helmet.
Just her head.
Yeah. Look at that. Ooh, she just elbowed that chick. But she's still standing. Oh, yeah, the girl with the watermelon head, by the way, she fell and almost flipped all the way over. Uh-huh. Looked rough, but she got back up and took a bow and laughed and everything, man.
Oh, yeah?
That was a hardcore,
nice.
Dude.
Nice.
Like when you get hit by a car and you get knocked out of your shoes.
You can't break that melon. You
just, oh, my God.
You just bounce back up. You go, I'm okay.
I'm
okay.
All right. They're Velcros. No worries.
I'm all right.
Uh-oh. Oh, she's back.
She's back again.
She's knocking over the penalty box.
Oh, my goodness. She is hot.
Ooh, she's hot.
Oh, she didn't get to score anything. She went out and got penalized again.
That's right. Once again, we didn't put the boom mic in there.
I think if she gets one more penalty, she probably kicked out of the game. Probably ejected. Oh, yeah, it is.
McEvil's back. McEvil's here, too. She's going to have a little word with her. Listen, calm down.
She'll
be out there again soon. Okay, you'll be running people over.
I just changed the battery in real time.
Again?
In the mic, because the mic went dead.
Yeah.
And one of the batteries fell on the ground. Now, I hope it didn't roll out into the track.
Yeah.
Or anywhere close to it.
Uh-oh.
Is it near your foot?
No, it's right there.
Okay.
Go get it.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody's going to trip over
it. You don't want to be that guy. Seriously, man.
Somebody's got to get that. Yeah, you got to get that.
Don't take the headphones with you, Bill. Please. Look at you trying to sabotage the game, man. Look, I said, don't take the headphones with you. He's tethered.
It's okay.
Wow.
All right. I got it.
This is how these things get broken, people.
Chris is trying to sabotage the freaking...
Right? I would come out here with a stick.
I didn't want to step into penalty box.
Speaking of Home Alone,
toss a bunch of marbles out onto the...
Oh, my God.
Whoa! Some banana peels. It really works.
Dangerous.
It really works.
The evil side of podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, Philadelphia's back in the game. No, she's back again. How's that work, dude?
I don't know.
That's
but
why we need Jameer. Jameer's got the rules and regs down pat.
Here comes the ref right here. She's gonna get booted.
She's got kicked. She has a clipboard, so you know she's official.
Oh, Philadelphia's getting kicked out. Look, they got a new jammer
in. What's the word?
Bang, bang.
Well, yeah,
in.
Guess who?
Bang, bang's a new jammer. Philadelphia's getting kicked out. Oh,
Philadelphia's
boy.
Getting kicked. Kickadelphia.
Man, last time. What happened? The last game we were here.
Wait, she's going to go sit. Ooh, she got...
The last game we were here, Philadelphia was the one that made the final score.
Yeah, all the controversy.
She collapsed and was like, yes.
Yeah, she was like, she was the Rocky of that game.
Yeah.
She was hardcore, man.
She killed it that game. This one here,
they played the wrong music for her,
this
man.
This one here, she's trying to kill everyone else.
Here we go. She has a clipboard. So you know she's laying down some law.
She's very, very...
So charming.
Got the rules and all that.
Are you still prepared to do this? You still want to do it?
I mean, I feel like I need some more. I'm not on the fence. I need to practice.
Okay.
Where are you going to practice?
So what do you
at?
Need?
Can we put you in training?
Yeah.
Can we get you in training?
What do you need? Do you need skates?
Can we run drills?
No, I don't have skates. I mean, I'd like better skates.
Can we come up with some drills?
How old are your skates, Charming? When was the last time you put them on?
I clean my house in my skates sometimes. I have maple floors in my apartment.
You have stairs?
No, I have like a.
We're gonna get you
1,100 square foot apartment and maple floors, so I clean
Rock
my
on.
House.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna
get
I,
your.
I ski in my house. I mean,
well, no, I'm just saying, like it's good. Good.
It's going down the steps like Goofy.
It is good practice for like you know. Short-stopping and, you know.
Oh, so have you just started doing that or have you been doing that?
No, I've been doing that.
So are they your rollerblades or the regular roller skates?
They're skates.
Okay. Yeah. Why are you making the face?
Oh,
I'm
she
not.
Jumped the corner.
We're trying to get in your corner here.
The game's getting heated now.
I hope she's got you back. You're going to be like the most decorated NASCAR racing roller derbys in August when you go out
just
and do
each,
that shit.
Each knee pad and each elbow
pad is a
different...
We need to have a race for charity.
Captain Mango, what's
our charity?
Would we see the pirate on skates? That's the question.
That'd be interesting.
Because you're supposed to rappel next year. The pirate's supposed to come down the building.
I'm going
to
do it. If I got to pay the $1,000 myself, I'll do it.
In your full garb.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you could just sell off some of your booty. I don't know if they take... Maybe they take shillings.
Shillings?
It's
doubloons.
Yeah, can I pay?
He's
in
from
shillings?
Iowa, not England. Oh, that's his brother. Sorry.
Maybe you could give him like Oh, a thousand pieces of eight.
Oh, we have an injury. Let's keep it down. Remember last time we got shushed? Like it was a library or something. Like it was a study hall.
Study hall.
See now how Chris.
Why do they call him a piece of eight?
Pieces of eight.
Yes.
Charming knows. Listen, she has all
why
the
do they call them pieces of eight?
Charming.
I don't know.
Are they worth 8 cents?
Charming. Pirate lore for 2000.
I don't know this one.
What is pieces of eight?
Pieces of eight. I mean, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
She's a walking Google. She's a walking speaking spell. She just rouses shit off, man.
I mean, I do know a lot of random stuff, but I like
learning
things.
She found out all the information about the Roberto Clemente Coliseum.
I did. 12,500.
The word Clemente is kind of a freaky sound.
It's in Carolina, Puerto Rico.
I have a
Rico.
Case of Clemente.
And it was built in 1991.
It was built in 2000.
Now, Roberto Clemente.
Oh, wait. No, that's not the building then where Bruiser Brody was stabbed, right? No, that's a different place.
Now, Roberto Clemente, he was a pitcher for the Texas Royals, right?
Captain Mango, you knew who I'm talking about.
The Houston Royals.
He was stabbed in 1989, Bruiser Brody, down in Puerto Rico. So, obviously, not in that building.
If that building was built
in 91, then that's not
the
building.
Oh, yeah, it couldn't have been, yeah.
You know who was a witness to that whole thing, don't you? All the controversy was Tony Atlas. Crazy man. He wouldn't testify or nothing.
Oh, Tony,
he got stabbed in the shower by the promoter.
Tony's
man.
Crazy.
That's crazy shit.
What goes on with these big bodybuilder type guys? They get all weird.
Worth one-eighth of a Spanish reel.
Well, Bruiser
we talked about the Neil Superior story.
I wear a piece of eight.
Bruiser Brody was a legendary wrestler, and he had a reputation of...
Ought to bring it in.
Listen, goddamn, with the pieces of eight. He had a reputation of stiffing the promoters.
Okay.
Like, they would promote Bruiser Brody's going to be here, and to get more money out of the promoter, he would, like, either, like, refuse to go into the building, he would walk around the building so the fans saw him, but then he would refuse to go in, so put the promoter on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, the fans knew he was there, but you better put him up in the ring
and
have him wrestle. But, yeah, he used to do all that kind of stuff to promoters, and I guess he pissed off the wrong one.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
You got Don King.
Rest in peace. Yeah, you got Don King.
Woo. Curb stomped.
Yeah, in the shower after the fight.
Yeah.
You get stabbed. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
Enough of that, huh?
Does that go on in roller derby?
So guys, the piece of eight are actually kind of interesting.
Please. Okay. All right.
Okay, let's get into
A piece of eight is just like what it would sound like. So it represents, or it's worth the value of one Spanish real, which is the Spanish dollar. Which was the first currency that was used worldwide.
Huh?
And the United States dollar is based on that.
On a piece of eight?
I
knew that and y'all didn't even ask me.
It's based on the Spanish reel.
Because we were talking about stabbings, pal. Sorry.
People probably got stabbed a lot over.
So what happened?
Probably got a pirate sitting over here.
So what happened?
You got somebody who works in a pawn shop and you ask her, not me.
I mean, why
do you have
jump
any pieces
there?
Of eight, Mr. Captain Mango?
He does.
Do you have any pieces of eight?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He does.
I actually have two pieces of eight. I got one that I wear, and I got one that's welded onto my gas cap on the Blue Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a gas cap.
Does it kind of dangle there along with that cup next to your cup? We saw that at the Comic-Con.
Actually, I was going to wear it tonight.
Can I use your piece of eight to go get a Gatorade out of the vending machine?
Wouldn't that be cool?
All right, time out.
So apparently, those were still considered legal tender until 1857. That's not that long ago.
No, not long ago.
That's pretty crazy.
Oh, well, Captain Mango, hang on to your piece of eight.
Mine's worth probably about
$4,500.
Time out, folks. We have a guest here. We have Mr. Raffles 6040 is here. What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing good today.
Did you pick the raffle yet?
I didn't do it yet, but they're gonna come soon.
Call this number.
Yeah, call that number.
I'll give you $10 to call that number.
Don't let him.
Okay.
That's right.
Sounds like a deal.
6040 raffle master at the wheel.
All I gotta do is ring it.
Yarr, speaking of wheels. Right?
Yeah,
if there's money involved, it can be rigged.
They give you a piece of eight.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, do you like pirates?
Yeah.
Pirates are cool?
Yeah, but I'm playing pirate songs at school.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, man.
I bet Captain Mang knows all those songs.
I'm going to do a concert.
That's
pretty
cool.
Runs like high school.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
I dig it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Do you sing pirate songs on your ship, Mango?
They're called shanties.
Excuse us.
Shanties.
Get it right.
Oh. Shanties. That's what my girlfriend calls her underwear after she uses the restroom in them.
Oh, my God.
Here, hold my shanty.
Poor Camille.
Do you play any reggae on there? Any Bob Marley on the ship? I would.
I bet you play. We have Sirius Radio.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett on there.
We got
satellite.
We got Margarita.
The only way to go on a ship.
No Shoes Red. Oh, I got to tell you all a story.
Uh-oh. Once upon a time.
This is awesome. Yeah. I can show you the verified. I was driving up to Outbreak.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm just driving along, and I got No Shoes Radio on.
Right.
Next thing I hear on there is, "Arr, this is Captain Mango."
Yeah.
Nice.
And they had part of the interview that I did backstage last year.
At the Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one where I got the DUI.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He was backstage during an interview, and I was getting a DUI at the exit gate. Ain't that some shit?
So the next day, on a Saturday, was the Hub City Food Truck Festival, right? And I go out there to set up, and I wanted to have some Hub Show presents. I'm like, "Chris, you coming?" He's like, "No, I was in the pokey."
Yeah, I just got out. Sorry.
I'm going to take the day for myself. Sorry.
Hey, yeah. 6040, whoever is in charge of the music at the concert you're doing, tell them you guys want to sing Margaritaville, okay?
Oh, my God.
Just ask them. They'll tell you. That'd be a cool little kid choir singing Margaritaville.
Or
what I have to say again?
It's Margaritaville. Ask your mom. She'll know.
Or Neil Diamond.
Don't ask them.
Okay.
Yeah, Margaritaville. Tell me you want to sing some Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I wish I had a pencil-thin mustache.
Sing it, Chris. He just ran off. Hey, Mom, Blackie, can we sing Margaritaville for school? All right. What's just going on? It's 122-87. All-Stars are up. It's been their game the whole game.
I can't right now because he's going.
Well, no, don't ask her now, but, you know. When it's all said and done, your mom's doing the announcing over the PA system here, man. She's doing pretty good.
Maybe
another one. Maybe like a next one. Probably. Yeah,
ask her next time. There you go.
Yeah, we'll talk to them and ask them if they can change up the format at your concert. Some pirate songs, some Jimmy Buffett, you know. A couple of Bob Marley and the Wailers tunes.
Why don't we get drunk?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What grade you in?
I'm in second.
Oh, perfect second timing. Grade? That's you a can perfect sing that, song. Yeah.
I'm about to be in third grade.
Oh.
Third grade, right?
If you pass, you might not pass.
You have 1 month to do so.
Well, that's all right.
What if you get held back?
Like, I forgot how many days, but we're close.
Okay, are you going to make it to third grade? Oh, no. Why don't you know?
He doesn't even care. Look at him. He's like, whatever.
Did you have fun in second grade? You want to do it all over again? Is that what it is?
I want to go back in first grade because I had the best teacher.
Oh, I get you. You'll have a good teacher in third grade. It's always one after one other teacher.
Yeah.
Third grade is hard. You have to do time and all that.
That's easy, man. Trust me. You'll get the hang of it like no problem.
But hey,
Chris,
if you fail a grade, then you get to be the oldest kid in your class, and all the chicks dig you.
That's true.
Chris, I got
Mango
tickets here.
I'm not the winner.
I would say you six of these for just $2.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really good deal, Jay. Are you taking him off?
I didn't win.
On that offer?
I'm not taking him shit. Chris is eating airheads over there.
I know somebody that's not getting
$10.
That's the first time I've had an airhead since I was his age.
Is there a difference between the 50-50 drawing and the 60-40 drawing?
Well, he takes 10%.
Yeah, that's Canfield's inspiration there, dude. He learned.
Yeah.
Watch, he's going to go over and go, him up. You didn't call the right number. I'm not going to get my $10.
All right. Tell you what.
He
cheated
me out of $10.
Hub Show, let's take a break. We'll probably come back when this is almost over. And we'll talk to some of the roller vixens here and see what's going on. See what happened in Philadelphia. So we'll take a break.
Oh,
after the
messages. I did win.
You did win. Aren't we all winners, though?
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. all shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit bestvapeshopever.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. bestvapeshopever.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HubShow and receive 25% off your entire order.
All right, HubShow. We have a minute left in the bout. It's 177 to 104, 177, 104, the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixen All-Stars against the Wilkes-Barre Roller Radicals. Charmin's over here.
One minute to go.
Charmin's daydreaming about
21.
Roller Derby, man. She's lost.
22.
She's in a trance.
And Isis is jamming for the first time.
She's
in
thinking
a long
about
time.
What skate she's going to get.
Now we got bang, bang, jam.
Is your mic off?
You got 10.
I turned it off. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good job, Captain Mango.
He can count.
Showing
off his counting skills.
Everybody, he can count.
But see, the clock says so, but they're still going.
They have to finish the jam.
They finish the jam. They got less than a minute.
Myself in the mouth. That spring is it's pretty
you
intense
just
yourself, there.
You just did the stand-up comics 101 here. How to knock your teeth out with the microphone.
At least that's like, these are pretty good cushions, though.
That's why they're there, Charming. Protect your teeth.
Is that why? I don't. I think it's for filtering sound, but, filtering, you know, yeah. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You keep your mouth off the afro.
There's Ray White's new mask.
I always get lipstick on the mic.
That's crazy, dude.
$20,000.
I wouldn't pay that.
I wouldn't wear it either.
I would make that if somebody would give me clay and a bucket of latex.
You do clay, too?
Yeah, I like to sculpt.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, like pottery and shit?
Yeah, pottery, no.
I don't know.
No, you ever have sex in liquid latex?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like
that sounds
real
uncomfortable.
Sex stuff?
You know,
that show was crazy.
It's all flying around the room.
That show, right. Real sex?
Well, yeah,
we got an unofficial score. Unofficial score. There could be a disqualification here.
The lady with the clipboard is coming our way, dude.
There's been a lot of clipboard action in the second half.
Totally.
There has been a lot of clipboard action. You're right, Chris. Good call.
Yeah.
They've been scribbling away over here. Three of them.
Right. Yeah, she done kicked three of the Roller Vixens out this period. Kicked him out of the game for chopping.
It says unofficial score 189 to 108. What? When does it become
that's
official?
Right. Well, they could be disqualified, like in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Really? Well, they get kicked out of the game.
Well, there was a controversial ending last time, but it got cleared up. Isis got hot. She came over here and raised hell about it.
What was the what was
Philadelphia took her uniform? Oh, they all did.
What happened in the Kentucky Derby, guys?
One of the horses got in the other guy's lane, other horse's lane, and it caused
the winner got.
The winner won by a fluke, if you ask me.
Yeah.
People were suing over that thing. Are they still suing about it?
Yeah, I don't.
They're raising hell.
Because the
people
one horse
lost
went
the
out,
money,
because
yeah.
the horse that won went out of bounds?
Yeah.
Who won the,
I don't know, dude.
Who won the one in Baltimore then?
Dude.
The Preakness.
You follow that shit? I don't
no.
know. I don't
Aren't
either.
They trying to make the Preakness leave Baltimore? I just saw something about that. It was like, keep the Preakness in Baltimore.
Are they trying
like,
to move it?
What's up with that? I guess they're trying
to
move it.
Annapolis or something? You heard it, folks. 189, 104.
189, 108.
Congratulations.
All-Stars cleaned up tonight. They crushed it.
I don't know. Have we seen them lose?
No, not really, but I want to see what does that do for them in the rankings. Last game, they bumped them up in the rankings, right, Charming?
I don't think the Mason-Dixon and Roller Vixens lose.
See, I don't think they – yeah,
they
I mean, this is their home field, so I doubt if they lose.
Yeah, but I mean,
how that
you know.
Goes.
Well, off the mic, I had a brilliant idea. I should bring it up on the mic. I got a good strategy for next game. Yeah. We're going to have the same colored tape for the floor. It tapes off the track. We're going to use the same tape as the color of the track. We're going to get wood grain, shiny tape.
Basketball.
And we're going to use
that. Basketball court brown tape.
Basketball court brown tape. And we're going to use that to outline the track.
No, I think you ought to make these like rumble strips.
Yeah, right? Like
that
on
would
the highway.
Be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some barrels to jump over like Mario.
They need to bank
skid tape
shit.
For Ooh, skateboards
some
and
guard
just
rails.
Make
some fireballs shoot up at certain points. Yeah. You got to jump
in case
over.
She fall asleep during
I could
the
probably,
bout when
I could
you're
probably stop. I could probably stop by the interstate and pick up a couple of those
roller
road
derby.
Cones.
Yeah,
and just road cone it off.
Yeah, make them go around it and stuff.
Yeah,
put some hurdles.
Yeah,
Twisted Sister could do it. Philadelphia. She's running.
Philadelphia has to run.
She's wearing flip-flops.
Because she got kicked out early. Now she doesn't have her skates on.
I know. She's still protesting by showing off her toe jam.
Got to run the track.
There's a couple others that are doing the same.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah,
but drama.
Oh, it's drama.
Jay pulled out a yeah, but still.
Yeah, but still. Yabba dabba.
He knows. That means he knows you're right, but he doesn't care.
He doesn't. No.
No.
That's typically the response I get from a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, but still.
But still.
Whatever.
All right.
I know. Like I care.
I think before we leave here, though, we need to get Killadelphia over here. She's always been good on the mic with us, and she'll give us a rundown of what exactly happened. She was, she blew up. She blew some steam off in the penalty box, and then she got put on the bench.
Well, they benched her three times in a row as a jammer.
Yeah, right.
Unfairly.
She was in the she was benched with the panty on her head.
I mean, she was here. She was in and out and in and out, in and out.
Like, you know.
And then they kicked her. They kicked her out for yelling.
Yeah, for being.
For being
belligerent.
For being a Philadelphian.
I know, right? It's just it's in her blood. A killer, excuse us, charming, once again. Philadelphia.
She's just lucky they don't have a
prison. Actually, her name is Philadelphia.
She's just lucky they don't have a prison underneath
Philadelphia.
The skating rink.
Jesus. Why don't you just change your name to Cream Cheese while you're at it?
What? I don't know. Why don't you just change it to Rocky?
Or Liberty Bell.
Yeah. Liberty Bell.
Sisterly love. Well, she does have love tattoo in the back of her shoulder there.
Hardcore representation.
This is what they do the kumbaya stuff that me and Jameer talk about. And they
you know, there
pictures
should be a
together.
City. There should be a sister city to that that has hate on it.
I mean, if I lost this
Yeah,
match,
it should be like, you know, sisterly hate, brotherly love.
189 to 108. I don't know if I'd
What
be
city do you think that would
man.
Be?
The sisterly hate?
I'm a sore sport.
Yeah, what would
yeah,
be?
I want to see a fight after.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I feel like
it
probably be.
Time. It was rough.
Portland, Oregon.
But now
no,
now
I feel like they're too peace-loving.
Now they're doing
there's
the peace and love picture together.
We have to have a hateful city is what we're looking for.
Hagerstown's full of that.
Yeah, this could be a sister.
Hagerstown. There's the new name.
Philadelphia.
Change the G to a T. It's Hagerstown. Rock on.
Hagerstown.
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 Walla Walla, Washington.
Can we start a nonprofit called Hagerstown?
Hagerstown.org.
Yeah.
Stop hate or start it. We don't care.
If you got hate
Whatever
in your heart,
you
let it out.
Yeah.
You have hate in your heart? Come talk to the Hub Show.
That's right.
We're here for therapy.
That's right.
Podcast therapy, folks.
I mean, I feel like we are, though. I feel like a lot of people talk about
Is this
about
therapeutic for you, Jeremy?
Their stuff. You
know? Like being on the mic? I know a lot of people get on these mics. They don't. Like Valerie was afraid to get on it at first. Once she got
yeah,
on, she
no,
got
she's
on,
fine.
Right? She let go.
I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to different people.
Sure. Right.
You know, it's good stuff.
And being the only people in the building with headphones on. Pretty dope.
That's
yeah.
right.
Right?
A bunch of Princess Leia sitting over here. Look at her.
Going to third base for the after party.
Hey, now.
Ooh.
See you later,
later.
Buddy.
Bye.
It's 60-40.
Later, hosen.
Raffle daffle.
Razzle dazzle.
Do we get... Hey,
Cheeseburger
Justin,
in paradise.
Can you get us Philadelphia over here when she's done? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call up Philadelphia. Send her over, please.
Flair.
Yeah, we want to find out what happened there. She's walking backwards towards us. She knows the tremor in the force. She knows we're calling her.
The tremor?
Yeah.
The tremor in the force.
You know, she felt that.
Tremor in the forest or tremor in the force?
I don't know. Well, the tremors were in the sand.
She's acting surprised. No, it's over here. She's walking the wrong direction.
The tremors were in the sand.
We're over here. Oh.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, beer.
Yeah.
You're right.
There you go.
Philadelphia, what's going on?
Not much.
What happened out there?
We want to know. We're sitting next to the penalty box. We don't get all the gist of what was going on. You were back and forth about three or four times.
Yeah, so in two jams, I got five penalties.
I saw that.
I had already had two, so I failed out of the game with 22 minutes left.
Nice.
That's a terrible feeling.
Yes.
To leave your team with 22 minutes left when you're one of the point scorers.
So you took off your skates and cracked a beer.
Yeah, you have to take off your skates. You're not allowed to stay geared up when you fell out. So you have to take your skates off.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
So what'd you do wrong out there?
Yeah, you're pretty hot.
So I got a cut track penalty. Then I think I got an insubordination for arguing about that penalty.
I heard the yell when
we
you came
that.
In.
We heard that.
Heard that.
That's never good. I shouldn't do that. but it wasn't a cut track penalty, so I was upset about the call.
You can be honest with us. You have to tell us what you're supposed to say.
Oh. You're not allowed to talk back to the refs, so I deserve the insubordination. I should have kept my mouth shut, and I would have had one more penalty left. So that was wrong on my part. But the call was bullshit. And then I got a high block, which is, I can't imagine how I, at 5'2", can block somebody in the face. Those girls were very tall. I don't know how I would have got that penalty. Then I got another cut track, and then I think I got a forearm. I don't even know.
A forearm?
Think you got a forearm? Could have been something else?
Yeah. I had so many in, like, a one-minute period that I'm not exactly clear.
I mean, it sounds like you were flailing all over the place, and I'm sure you were.
The last time we were here, you scored the final point.
Wasn't that
to
crazy?
Win. That was awesome. Crazy. You collapsed on the track. You were so happy.
And out of breath.
Yes.
Oh, that too. Do you have a beer afterward?
Yes.
Celebratory beer.
Yeah.
I earned it. But yeah, that really sucked. I feel very disappointed. I've never failed out as a jammer. I've only been jamming. This is my first season fully jamming. I used to block all the time.
You're used to throwing bows. Now you can't.
Well, I don't know if you pay attention to different style jammers. My style of jamming is almost like a blocking. Like I
more physical, right?
Physical. I like to push through. I like to hit with my shoulder just because I was a blocker for so long. So I think I am a little more penalty prone because of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Charmy's taking notes over here.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Awesome.
No, and that's really great.
You guys crushed it tonight. 189 to 108.
Yeah. I wish we would have won. We wanted to double our points, so we wanted to beat them by at least 50%.
Really?
Am I asking the wrong person? Do you know when's the next time you guys have a meet here?
Yeah, close.
You're not asking the wrong person. The next home game here will be Cannon Brawlers. I believe it's September 7th.
That's a way
out. What about the All-Stars?
Holy mackerel.
The end of September, like September 29th.
So 3-4 months out.
Yeah, so we have an away game in June in Rockville, so it's actually pretty close. And then we take a 2-month break, so we're off July and August. Then we come back and do September.
Summer break.
October.
You go into the fall, into season meetings, and wrap up the. I get it.
Yeah, that's what the team voted on this year.
Works just like school season.
That's what they voted on. We usually take a little bit of a shorter break and have a game in August, but that's what the team voted.
But end of September, you'll be back in the building here, rocking it.
The All Stars will be, yep.
Hub Show will be here too. You know that.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Killadelphia. Hey, you know, we want to know what was going on. You've been a good friend of the Hub Show here. I want to make sure you're all right. But you are. You have a beer, so you're good now.
Hey, awesome. At the end of September, I'll have a beer with you.
There you go.
Because I'll be allowed to drink and drive again.
Yeah, Mr. Blow and Blow.
Yes.
Mr. Go and Blow.
I'm going straight back to drinking and driving immediately. Right. I can't wait.
That's what I waited for. The Hub Show. We're going to wrap it up. Killadelphia, explain what happened.
Wait a minute before you wrap it up.
Dude, wait, man, there's
you're
no copy.
Get me in trouble with Spotify, pal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh,
listen,
yeah,
Captain Mango.
That was somebody walking
fruit.
By. That was somebody walking by. Happened to have it on the radio.
Roller Derby Queen.
It's all right. It's all good. But anyway, hey, yeah, what's the name of that song anyway?
Roller Derby Queen.
Roller Derby Queen Croce. By Jim Croce. Yeah, look it up, people. Maybe Charmy has a copy in the pawn shop.
No.
Hub Show. We're out of here. Jay Hyes, Chris Canfield, Charmy, and Captain Mango. Thanks for joining us, man. We'll see you soon. All right, man. Take it easy. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Hyde.